AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Horse racing fan Chris Rinaldi, one of 90,000 people at Belmont Park in New York, says he now knows what others felt so long ago.
History, man. I've heard my father, my grandfather, they all talked about Triple Crown winners, and they've all talked about being there and seeing it.
American Pharoah scored a 5.5-length victory in the Belmont Stakes, and with it, the first Triple Crown win in 37 years. Owner Ahmed Zayed said it was a great moment for him and trainer Bob Baffertz.
We all wanted it. We wanted it for the sport. So I'm happy for the horse, for the fans, and for this man.
American Pharoah is the 12th Triple Crown winner, the first since affirmed in 1978. Later this hour, President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will deliver speeches about the U.S.-German alliance before holding a private meeting ahead of the G7 summit. The meeting of the leaders of the world's largest economies expected to focus on Russia and Ukraine, as well as the global economy, trade, and terrorism. Two maximum security inmates, both convicted murderers, somehow got their hands on power tools to cut through the back of a cell and escape yesterday from a New York State prison. Acting Corrections Commissioner Anthony Unucci.
This is a very elaborate plan, but we are only at the very preliminary stages of determining exactly what happened. Security is our utmost priority.
Hundreds of police and federal agents are searching the area around the prison. There is concern that the two might try to make it across the Canadian border, which is just 20 miles from the prison. With the death toll of 431, the search continues for 11 people still missing after a cruise ship capsized in a storm on China's Yangtze River. Nearby ships blared their horns for 3 minutes today in tribute to the dead. This is AP Radio News. An 89-year-old Sacramento, California man has been arrested on a murder charge in the death of his 83-year-old wife. Neighbor Al Wildenauer tells KTXL-TV.
Last year, they've gone downhill, both of them, real bad. They didn't know what they were doing sometimes. You know, it's quite a shock.
The Sacramento Bee reports that Maharashu Ono told deputies he found his wife dead inside their apartment. Investigators say he was responsible for her death. Windows are boarded up, boats pulled from the water ahead of Hurricane Blanca, which is expected to be a tropical storm when it makes its expected landfall tomorrow on the southwestern coast of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Rachel, an American woman living in Cabo San Lucas, tells reporters she's getting ready.
I pulled in the furniture, we got the generator at home and
prepared.
Yeah, prepared, hopefully.
More than 3,000 Mexican troops have been put on alert, as well as emergency responders and power crews. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.